It's the end of an era Friday in Huntersville, where the North Mecklenburg Rescue Squad closes its doors after 58 years. It's the last unit of its kind in the area, and the shutdown comes amid population growth and changes in the way local emergency services are provided. WFAE's David Borax explains.
An ambulance pulls out of North Mech Rescue's headquarters. It's one of the squad's final calls before closing its doors. That's because the town board recently withdrew about $350,000 in annual funding, most of the unit's budget, says Chief John Stroop.
Oh, it's a sad day. I mean, we've been here for 58 years helping the people in the community, and, you know, a lot of our members are, you know, are going to be sad to see it go. You know, we're not closing necessarily because we want to.
Huntersville officials have shifted spending to the fire department, which is adding staff and building a fourth fire station on the west side of town. That cuts the nonprofit North Mech Rescue out of the equation. For nearly six decades, its EMTs have responded to heart attacks, auto wrecks, and other accidents.
Back in 1959, there wasn't really anybody that provided any kind of rescue or medical type service to anyone in the community. The fire departments at that time just put out fires.
But that's changed as local volunteer fire departments have professionalized and expanded, becoming medical first responders. In fact, medical calls now vastly outnumber fires at most departments.
We've kind of known this day was coming, but we wish we could have been able to work something out with the fire department in the town and stay open, but unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Still, North Mech Rescue has filled a need as the area's population has boomed. In its early years, the unit counted annual call volume in the hundreds. Last year was its busiest year ever, about 2,800 calls. North Mech Rescue at times has had as many as 50 staff. Now it's about 35, a mix of volunteers and paid part-timers.
You know, we're glad we were here to help over that 58 years. And the people that we saved, the people that we've helped, that's why we were here.
Now they'll sell the ambulances and other equipment and put the money into a scholarship fund for students interested in emergency services. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Huntersville.